Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This episode is for elementary students, but it has some notes for intermediate and advanced students too. On previous episodes for elementary students, we had a monologue called Talking About the Summer Holidays or the Winter Holidays. Anyway, this is the same topic, but in the form of a dialogue. I'm going to read out the dialogue. That'll be 4 minutes. And then I will pronounce some words and sentences. That'll be 6 minutes. And finally, I will comment the language points. So if you want to learn the dialogue, just listen to the 10 first minutes, okay? Remember, you can print the PDF copy. It's got 4 pages. So, talking about holiday plans. Dialogue on the street or in the street. Hello, Mark. Where are you going?
Hi, Jenny. I'm going to the travel agents. I'm going to book a trip.
Oh, where are you going to?
To Madeira. It's an island in Portugal.
Wow, you'll be like Robinson Crusoe.
More like Tarzan and Jane. I'm going with Kathy.
And the children?
The kids are going to stay at a summer camp for 4 weeks. It's an eco village.
And what's that? What are they going to do there?
They are going to learn eco-friendly production and manufacturing, how to build eco buildings, and how to get eco-friendly sources of energy. They are also going to learn how to live and work in a community and about vegetarians and vegans. In short, they are going to learn how to build sustainable communities in an abandoned village in Spain.
That sounds amazing. And how much is the camp?
It's for free. The kids are going to take money for their own expenses, and I suppose they'll share most of it with the community. It's up to them, really.
They are going to learn a lot of things.
That's right. And what about you? Are you going on a holiday this summer?
In the end, yes. I couldn't afford a proper holiday, but the other day we visited some friends and we talked about renting a house in Greece.
Hey, that's an excellent idea. We're 8. The house has got 3 bedrooms and a 50 square meter sitting room, so it'll be okay. We're going to take 2 sleeping bags and we're going to share the house and food expenses. That's much cheaper.
And great fun too. Are you going to visit the ruins?
Yes, and we'll go on boat trips too, I suppose. There are a lot of islands nearby.
You're going to have a great time.
Sharing expenses is a wonderful idea if you can't afford a proper holiday.
Congratulations. We'll do that next year too.
Greece is a dream. The cradle of democracy, art, and philosophy. I'm really excited.
Good for you.
Oh my, I have to rush now. It's 20 past. See you then. Have a lovely trip.
Okay, you too. Say hello to Kathy for me. See you.
Pronunciation points.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Remember, this question has 2 meanings, a present or a future meaning.
I'm going to the travel agents. I'm going to the travel agents.
Island.
You never pronounce the S, okay?
The story is beautiful. I'll tell you one day.
Island. You'll be like Robinson Crusoe.
Tarzan and Jane,
and Cheetah. Cheetah is on the Talking People website, if you want to check him out.
The kids,
the children, okay? The kids are going to stay at a summer camp, for 4 weeks, okay? The kids are going to stay at a summer camp for 4 weeks. What's that? What's that? Eco-friendly production and manufacturing. Sources of energy. How to live and work in a community. They're going to learn how to live and work, like rock and roll. How to live and work in a community. Vegetarians, vegans. Abandoned village, with a D. If you can't, do a T, okay? Abandoned. In an abandoned village. That sounds amazing. That sounds amazing. It's for free. El gratis. Their own expenses. I suppose they'll share most of it. It's up to them. That means they will decide. They will make their own decisions, okay? It's up to them. What about you? In the end is at the end of a story as a result of events, okay? In the end, yes. I couldn't afford a proper holiday. But, with an emphasis, the other day we visited some friends and we talked about renting a house in Greece. I couldn't afford a proper holiday. But the other day we visited some friends and we talked about renting a house in Greece. Hey, that's an excellent idea. 50 square meter sitting room. When the word has hyphens, guiones, you never use the plural. You don't say 50 square meters. That's the sitting room is 50 square meters. But when it is one word, when the three words are one word, there is no S. A 50 square meter sitting room. It'll be okay. Or we'll manage. It'll be okay. It's great fun. We'll go on boat trips. I suppose. There are. There are a lot of islands nearby. There are a lot of islands nearby. You're. Not your. Okay, that's a possessive. You're going to have a great time. When you can't afford, can't, or cannot afford a proper holiday. And then the cradle of democracy, philosophy. I'm really excited. Good for you. Oh my. I have to rush now. Or I've got to rush now. I've got to rush now. Or, got to rush now. Got to rush now. When you speak, right? Or, I need to rush now. I need to rush now if you want to sound more polite, more indirect or something. Have a lovely trip. Have a lovely trip. Say hello to Kathy for me. Say hello to Kathy for me. Comments on the futures. We use the going to future for plans and intentions. The action is likely to happen. And we use the present continuous as future for arrangements. The action is most likely to happen. But sometimes we use the present continuous instead of the going to future or near future. When does this happen? 1. This happens when the main verb, the verb that you can visualize, the verb of the action, not the auxiliary, is go. For instance, if I say, where are you going to go? The verb you visualize is the second go. And the first go is an auxiliary. It's the auxiliary for the going to future, okay? So in the first place, when the main verb is go, we simplify. Instead of saying, where are you going to go? We say, where are you going? And when we say, where are you going? Depending on context, this can be a present, where are you going now? Or a future, a going to future in disguise. By extension, we can do the same with verbs of movement, like fly and drive. We're flying to Paris next week, instead of, we're going to fly to Paris next week. Okay? 2. This also happens in some high occurrence sentences with do and have, when have means to have a drink or something to eat. In 2 questions we make very often, okay? What are you going to do later? Or what are you going to do next week? A question about your plans and intentions, and that is why it uses the going to future, can be simplified. We can say, what are you doing later? What are you doing later? What are you doing this weekend? This doesn't mean we know it's an arrangement. It's just like asking for plans and intentions, but simplified, okay? And the other question where this happens is when we ask people, what are you going to have? When we are in a bar, in a pub, or in a restaurant, in a cafeteria, or at home when we have guests, we ask people, what are you going to have? But very often we simplify and we say, what are you having? What are you having? Then remember that we use the will future to offer predictions. What is that? Well, that's when we imagine what will happen, when we think or we suppose that something will happen. For example, tomorrow it'll rain. Tomorrow, I think, it'll rain. What are you going to do later on? I don't know. I'll study a bit. I suppose I'll study, but I can change my plans. Okay? That's why we say, I'll study. If you say, I'm going to study, then that's not, I suppose. That's not, I think. That's an intention. But not a Spanish intention, it's a Germanic intention, okay? A real intention, okay? Compare this with, what are you doing later on? I'm seeing my OB-GYN. If I say, I'm seeing my OB-GYN, my obstetrician gynecologist, okay? This means it's an arrangement. It's a present continuous as future. And this is a real arrangement. I jotted it down in my agenda. okay? It's an arrangement. It's going to happen for sure, okay? And then when they ask you, what are you doing later on? It's a question about plans and intentions because it is simplified. It's instead of, what are you going to do later on? And then the answer is the information about a future that is going to happen for sure because it's an arrangement, okay? If I say, what are you doing later on? And you answer, I'm going to finish reading a novel. I can't wait. You use I'm going to, the going to future, because you're expressing your intention, your true intention. So this is going to happen. I'm seeing my OB-GYN is going to happen for sure, 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 because more people are involved. And I'm going to finish reading a novel is going to happen because you want it to happen. You're going to do things so that this happens. On page 3, we have a reminder. Remember that we can also use the will future to express a spontaneous decision for an immediate future. For example, in Spanish we use the present. Ring, ring, voy o lo cojo. Okay? That's a spontaneous decision, and in Spanish we use the present. But in English we use the apostrophe LL. We use the contraction of will to indicate this. So if we are in a bar, in a pub, and the waitress or the waiter asks us, what are you having? We can say spontaneously, I'll have a coffee, thank you. Or if we are at home and the phone rings, or the intercom buzzes, or the doorbell rings, and we hear, can somebody get that? Can somebody answer that? Okay? You can say spontaneously, I'll answer it, or I'll get it. Okay? You can use both. I'll answer it, I'll get it. Okay? That's a spontaneous decision. Okay, now a little comment for elementary and pre-intermediate students on conditional clauses type 0 and type 1. First of all, conditional sentences include two personal verbs, verbs with their subjects, okay? Remember also the comma when the if sentence comes first. Notice the comma in the examples, okay? And finally, consider the time clause with when. A time clause with when and presence, it is like type 1 conditional sentences. Actually, very often, we can use if or when. Consider the examples in the paper version, okay? Type 0 is present, present. If you do this, this happens. It's very scientific, okay? If you do this, this happens. Or this happens if you do this. If you boil water, boil is in the present. Water gets very hot. Gets is in the present. The two parts, the two personal verbs are in the present. And this is typically for scientific facts. Then type 1 is that we have one of the verbs in the present and the other verb in the will future. Okay, in the will future. So, for instance, if this happens, if with present, if this happens, second part, this will happen. This will happen. This other thing will happen, will future, okay? For instance, if it is sunny tomorrow, if it is sunny tomorrow, if it is present, okay? If with present. If it is sunny tomorrow, we'll go to the lake. We'll go to the lake. If this condition happens, if there is sun, if it is sunny, then we will do this thing. So that's type 1. And type 1 is like time clauses. When this happens, this other thing will happen. Have a look at the examples in the notes. Some notes for intermediate and advanced students on this. Something which is important is that type 0 and type 1 conditional sentences can include imperatives or modal verbs. Please consider these examples and consider, are they in the if clause or are they in the other part of the clause, okay? Try to notice. Examples, it's a good idea, it's in the present, it's a good idea if you cannot afford a proper vacation. If you cannot afford a proper vacation. If the if sentence is with cannot. Cannot is a modal auxiliary indicating ability. If you cannot afford a proper vacation, it's a good idea. You can say it both ways. Rent a house with your friends if you want to go on a holiday this summer. Rent a house. Rent is an imperative. Rent a house with your friends. And now the if clause is with a verb in the present, want. If you want to go on a holiday this summer. Want is the verb and to go is just an infinitive that accompanies want. Okay. Rent a house with your friends if you want to go on a holiday this summer. You can also say you can rent a house with your friends. Or you could rent a house with your friends if you want to go on a holiday this summer. Indicating proposals, okay, or possibilities. If we think about type 0, if we try to look for an example of type 0, we can say, if you have no job, you have no money. Present, like scientific truth. And in type 1, you have, if you don't find a job, you will run out of money soon. So if this condition happens, this will happen, okay? Prepositions. This is mostly for intermediate and advanced students. Remember that questions with a preposition at the beginning usually move the preposition to the end of the question, okay? So we are going on an excursion and then somebody can ask, where to? Not to where, it's where to? Where are you going to? Okay? Or if they tell you, oh, I have to take my tweezers. Yeah, you take your tweezers to pluck the hairs on your face, for instance. Tweezers, okay? So, oh, I have to take my tweezers. And then somebody says, what for? What do you need them for? Okay? With a preposition at the end. Or, I had a big fight this morning. I had a big fight this morning. Who with? Who did you have a fight with? Another important thing to remember is that when there is a preposition and then in Spanish there is an infinitive verb, para viajar, at the elementary level you have studied that the purpose infinitive is exactly the same as the full infinitive, right? If I say, why are you learning English? You might want to say, to travel, to see the world. And that's para viajar, para ver el mundo, right? To travel, to see the world. So here we have the full infinitive, okay? To can be a preposition, but in this case, it is not a preposition. It is like the full infinitive. But if you have the to as a preposition, or if you have another preposition and then you have a verb and it is not purpose, finalidad, then you need to put the verb in the ing form. Okay, so preposition plus gerund. Always, always, always. For instance, we're talking about renting a house in Greece. We're talking about renting a house in Greece. About is a preposition, and then we need a non-personal form of the verb. And the non-personal form is always going to be the gerund, the ing form, okay? We're talking about renting a house in Greece. And an example, when to is a preposition and not part of the verb is in the very famous sentence, I'm looking forward to seeing you. Usually, I'm looking forward to seeing you. Usually when you see to, you think, oh, an infinitive. No, here to is a preposition. So see has to be in the ing form, okay? So, okay, comparing adjectives. Well, you know, in the functional grammar section of Talking People, I have some notes on adjectives with a list of many adjectives in the comparative and superlative form. So you can check that out. I'm just going to mention here that in this dialogue we have cheaper, and just to remind you that cheaper is the comparative of superiority. The ER with adjectives is the comparative form. So cheap is one syllable, so we add ER, okay? It's like nice. Nice has one syllable because we pronounce it just in one syllable. Nice, okay? So the comparative is nicer, nicer. And we also do this with two syllable adjectives ending in Y, like sunny, sunnier. Today, it's sunnier than yesterday. With comparatives, we use than, if we mention the second part. And then we have the periphrastic comparison of superiority. More, with more, not with ER, with more. When, with long adjectives, okay? More expensive, expensive, three syllables. So we use more. We use this periphrastic construction with long adjectives and also with two-syllable adjectives not ending in Y or and having an unstressed ending vowel. Unstressed, not stressed. As in clever, clever. See? Ver is unstressed and is stressed. So we can say more clever. This is the tendency today. But it is true that we can also say cleverer, but this is harder. Infinitives and gerunds. The non-personal forms of verbs are infinitive, full infinitive, or bare infinitive, also called infinitive with two or infinitive without a two. The infinitive, then the gerund or present participle, and the past participle. If you hear participle, that's the past participle for sure. And the gerund is usually called the gerund, but in English also. The purpose in infinitive, just as a reminder, at the elementary level is what I said before. You use the full infinitive to indicate purpose. Why are you learning English? To travel. To travel is a purpose infinitive. But now I want to mention two other uses of the infinitive and the gerund. One is with know-how, know-how, know-how-to. It's called the know-how-to construction, okay? When the verb is know, you cannot say, I know sing, I know cook, and you can't. You have to say, I know how to sing. I know how to cook. How to. Okay? And the second comment is about ING forms in the subject. They are very common in English. And in this dialogue, it was sharing expenses. Sharing expenses is a good idea. When the subject is a verb, compartir gastos es buena idea. Compartir gastos is the subject. Sharing expenses is the subject. You cannot use the verb share. You have to use the gerund form. You have to use the ing form. Another example is dancing is fun. Bailar es divertido. Dancing, ing form, okay, because it's the subject of the verb. Dancing is fun. Okay, so that's all. I hope you learned this dialogue by ear and by heart. And have a nice day.